Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Wow, you were even thinking of something and couldn't do
it. I was going to.
Turbo Tony.
I was just thinking, like, I'm your Gundam pilot ace number one, Tony.
Did you been watching a lot of Gundam?
No, I just heard someone talk about it.
Oh. In passing.
Yeah.
I was at a grocery store.
I was at a podcast.
Were you?
Yeah.
But which podcast?
Wizard and the Bruiser.
Were you on this podcast?
No, I was just listening to it.
Oh, okay. I was confused and that's where slightly someone brought jealous. It up. Slightly jealous. How you been, dude?
Why?
What's been up? You doing podcasts without me, dude?
Oh.
Next thing you know it, I'm fucking out of show co-host, and it's just me talking alone in my basement.
You'll always have me. I'm going nowhere doing nothing.
Thank God. That's what I like to hear, dude. Just to crush dreams.
Don't you go moving out west.
And yeah, no no chance of change. So, how you been, man?
What you been up to? I'm tired.
Why?
Because I just feel exhausted.
The job killing you?
Well, it's the third week of a job, so it's kind of like,
you still have no clue what to do?
Well, there's four stages. There's like the optimistic, excited, don't know nothing.
How long did that last for you?
2 days.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I thought you were going to be like 2 hours.
Before you even start the job. Then there's like the overwhelmed,
oh, okay,
fucked,
so you
moron.
Get the optimistic when you get hired.
Yeah.
And then you started it, and then it's this one.
Yeah. That's level two. That's the lowest level. Then you go up to...
Well, level one technically is the lowest.
Semi-skilled. No, level one's more positive, though.
That's true. Okay. You're talking like...
Depression-wise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bingo.
Scale depression, that's when you rock bottom.
But then, like, 2 months in, you're like, dude, I got this. I'm running it. And you're, like, semi-skilled. And then you still have stuff to learn. Then after, like, 6 months, then you're like, well, this is just...
I'm a Jedi.
No one could tell me what to do.
Yeah, well, your boss.
Never.
I don't listen.
I'll fight them all.
So you're tired. That's the news.
Yeah, pretty much. It's, like, lazy Sunday, though, so...
It is lazy. Yeah, we're recording on a Sunday, which is odd for us, and this will be going up after. We're late today, dude.
What's up with you? Huh? Mm-hmm. Come on, chug your coffee.
Yeah, I was taking a sip. Went to Golden Corral yesterday. I had the weekend off, so...
Mm. So you thought you'd really treat you and the lady.
Well, she has been wanting to go to Golden Corral. I'm like, that place is trash. Why would you ever want to eat there? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I had the weekend off and we were planning on like, do you know the challenge on MTV?
Why would I, I've lived with you.
Okay. That was,
so yes, I know all about
it. Might've been
the
loaded,
road rules, real world
challenge,
horseshit MTV.
Well,
challenge.
This one's called War of the Worlds.
Oh, fucking A.
War is spelled with an anarchy A. I love Tej though, dude. TJ, whatever, Lavin. He used to be like a BMXer and then like broke his spine and like it's fused to his neck now, so he hosts those shows.
Perfect for
I
him.
I think. I'm not positive on that. Anyways, we were going to play a drinking game. The new season just came out, mm-hmm. so we made rules and stuff like that and we got a little toasted and stuff and it was a lot of fun. That was a fun part. Then the next day, it's, you know, like you feel like crap, you don't want to do anything,
yeah.
And so it's like, well, Golden Corral. And okay. I cleaned a little bit. I don't know if you noticed how beautiful the stairs were. Anyways, you can't really tell because it's carpeted stairs.
No, it's dimly lit and it's carpeted.
Hair sticks to it, you know?
Yeah, you got
to
use?
It sticks to it. What's that?
Duct tape.
I'm not duct taping the entire stair set.
You duct tape a staircase, then you peel it off like a Band-Aid.
Oh, it's like waxing. That's actually not a bad idea. That's a lot of duct tape, and duct tape ain't cheap. But if you can't duck it, Tony, fuck it.
Fuck it.
So we went to Golden Corral.
Yeah, where's that?
We went to the one in Canton.
That's probably the closest corral.
No, there's one on Arlington, but...
Is there really?
That's the face is why we didn't go to that one. Yeah, because I was like, this is already where humanity goes to die, is a Golden Corral. I can't imagine on Arlington Street the clientele. Anyways.
Oh, fuck me.
So we go to Golden Corral in Canton. You know, it's like super nice down there. Like everything's budding. There's like 1,000 restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying that it might hold the world record of most restaurants per square footage. I don't know.
She thought that in her head or like...
She said it out loud.
Read
I can't...
It. Read it.
I think it's like one of those things, like, I might have read this somewhere, or I'm just making it up right now. Who knows?
Who knows?
But she might be right, dude. There's a ton of restaurants, a lot of eateries.
But if you think about it, it's all one level. What about a skyscraper city that has like restaurants on the levels of the skyscraper?
Dang, I didn't think about that. Yeah, going I feel like upward, New York dude. City, yeah. Even just on the ground level, like one, probably has more restaurants.
Like one tower has
She's
to have a, restaurants
a
every year.
She's
what a moron. Thinking in one dimension.
So we go to Golden Corral in Canton, and and dude, like in line, you have to like you're herded in like cattle because you have to go through like these little like walkways. It's like a roller coaster.
Yeah,
and you're waiting to get your drink, yep. And you're waiting to pay up front. Because they're like, give us the money, then he can eat.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So we're waiting in line. There's two deaf people in front of us. They were nice. We sat next to them, too, because that was sick. Like, who to sit next to in a restaurant? Deaf people.
Yeah, it's pretty
quiet. Because they can't
quiet,
hear your conversation, and it's very, very quiet.
Yeah.
A little sometimes, but nothing.
Sorry. Coughed up my laughter.
Nothing too much. Anyways. Yeah. Unlike the thing.
It's good impression time.
But as we're standing in line, this old lady is like crowding me, dude. Like I can feel her stomach on my back. And we're like standing in line. It's not like, you know, everyone move up a little bit. We can't fit everyone into this line.
You were in line for how long?
Dude, like a solid 5 minutes. It was crazy. Like I was like, dang, dude, they are fucking slammed right now. And dude, like if you want to give up on humanity, go to a Golden Corral. I looked at Josie. I was like, I understand why people want to bomb us.
This is a rough place.
These are these like white people fucking blow, and this is like where they congregate, dude. Oh, it was awful. Everyone's way fat. No one's nice. Everyone's like elbowing you to get out of the meatloaf and shit. But I like the food. The salad bar is insanely awesome. Have you been to a Golden Corral?
No,
dude, ever?
Probably maybe when I was a kid.
Us four should go.
Oh God,
bring the ladies. It's like, dude, $34 for two people though with two drinks. That's kind of expensive.
Was there prime rib there?
Steak.
All right.
Yeah, you can get this. Well, and yeah, they're like, do you want medium? She's like, he tried to hand me like a fucking purple piece of steak and was like, is this good? She was like, nah.
But nah, they gave her like a big cut.
Yeah, they gave her a big cut. But yeah, the salad bar, dude. So check this out, man.
Tell me about the salad bar.
Dude, it's sick. So like, I was like, okay, here's some lettuce right on. You know, standard for a salad
True.
Bar.
True. Mm-hmm. You've been there. You've seen it.
Yeah, you know a salad
Romaine,
bar.
Romaine, iceberg.
Dude, but then they had fucking hard-boiled eggs, like all chopped up.
Uh-huh.
That's dope. They had croutons. They had oyster crackers. They had fucking cold chicken that was like dipped in some type of like Caesar sauce.
Yeah.
And which is suspect, but I had it. Yeah, because like cold chicken sitting out, you feel like...
If that gets warm. It's fucked.
Yeah, it's not hot, but it could breed it's bacteria.
Like, yeah, like potato salad at a picnic.
Kind of, yeah, sitting in the sun. Yeah. You're like, ooh, how long's that been there? I don't know.
A lot of mayo.
Might get fucking instant diarrhea when this touches my tongue. But yeah, then they had like fucking, I was just impressed with the hard-boiled eggs, honestly.
Have you never seen a buffet before with salad?
Not with hard-boiled eggs and all that bullshit.
What are you talking about? China Buffet.
They have hard-boiled, I don't go near that. There's, dude, okay, so Josie and I went to China Buffet one time, yeah. The same day as Golden Corral. Now. Back, this was like maybe a year ago or so. And I was like, I cannot wait for you to eat this place. You love Chinese food. It's fucking sick. She goes up to the salad bar. She's like, the lettuce was floating in water. I don't want to be here. I was like, dang.
Oh, man.
Well, just let me eat four plates of sushi so I get my money's worth and then we'll be out.
Oh.
It really turned her off because like the lettuce was like in water.
Why?
I think like the ice had melted and someone dipped it or something like that. And it was just floating in water.
Huh.
Yeah.
They have cantaloupe and honeydew there.
Yeah, well, they also have that at the Corral, the GC. Anyways.
Yeah, but it's super expensive.
Well, I mean, if you go during the daytime, like lunch buffet, I think that you might not be able to get steak.
I don't care.
But I think you can get, I think it's like $10.
Shit, we should do a brunch.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I had mac and cheese, dope. And I hated it the first time I was there. Their mashed potatoes were lava hot, but decent.
God damn it.
Their meatloaf, pretty good. Everything's like okay. They have like the what was it called? The awesome it's like that shit that you put in a pot with like potatoes and meat and
a roast?
Pot roast. Pot awesome roast? Pot roast, yeah. It was okay.
Yeah.
The name
not
kinda
awesome.
Lied. Yeah, yeah.
Not
I had a taco
awesome.
There. I wouldn't recommend the tacos. The meat was weird.
Oh, the tacos?
Dude,
at
I looked
Golden Corral.
Yeah, I looked over, I'm like, what are those fucking tortilla chips doing there? Is that tortilla shells? Is that taco meat? I was like, I'm having a taco.
Oh,
it wasn't good.
God.
I ate half of it.
Pizza?
I was like, nah. They have pizza, but it was gone by the time I got there. Fucking savages, bro. What else did I have there? They had like kielbasa. That was actually good. You can't really fuck that up, but it was spicy.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else did I have?
Oh, you're ridiculous.
And then
this
I had like a broccoli
dinner.
Then I had like a dude. That's what's cool is that you get a little bit of everything, and you're like every home style cooked meal plus tacos. You're set. But they had like a it said broccoli cheddar soup, but I'm pretty sure it was some type of clam chowder and or potato chowder.
Shit.
Because I was like, this ain't yellow, but it's good. And that was the last thing that I had.
All right.
Oh, and fried chicken. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. I had some fried chicken and their Bourbon Street chicken, which wasn't bad either. I recommend it, man.
All right.
Which is weird because like
lunch I'll go.
Because like I was like really adamant about this place being horrible. I mean, don't get me wrong. The people there are fucking awful. Even going to get a plate, like dudes are just sitting there coughing next to it. I'm like, what the fuck? Don't even work there. Like it's just some guy like, what do I need to eat? He's just by the plates, like not picking one up and looking, just like looking around before he grabs his plate. Like he needs a game plan. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Just catching his breath from walking over.
Dude, everyone is so fat there. It's crazy. Oh, my God. Like they just
would
roll.
Would I feel skinny?
They just roll them in. You would feel fucking
feel athletic.
Svelte. Yeah. Yeah. You'd be active.
What am I, a gymnast?
Yeah. Good Lord. Look at that guy on the horse.
He could pick up a fork he dropped.
Yeah.
Look at more. They're bending over to get a napkin.
Dude, it's crazy. Everyone's breathing heavy and shit like that. Like,
well, like I could see them like fogging the glass, like just.
And that's another thing. Like, Joseph's like, do you want to like wash your hands before you eat that chicken? Not wash your hands, but they give you wet naps because you're touching those fucking every like you know tongs and all that. And I was already knee like you know elbow deep in the chicken. I was like, fuck.
Already got the germs into me.
Yeah, I did just like have the germs of like the foulest humans alive that live in like nice houses but don't take care of themselves.
It's really smart. I never thought of that, but I'm very conscious of certain things, but not the tongs at a buffet.
When she said that, I was like, dang, I've never
thought
of that.
Because I eat my rangoon,
do you think
like,
how many
I eat my egg roll.
Yeah, and you're like, I eat the sushi, motherfucker. Like, that whole thing, I'm like, licking my fingers and shit like a dick. It's covered in fucking these asshole fat germs.
Wow.
Fat germs.
Yeah.
I'm just ballooning as we speak. I'm like, I got the fat
germ. But I'll wash my hands at work if I touch like a door handle that I'm like, mm-mm.
Exactly. Yeah. And like they brought wet naps. I was like, dang, I've never ever thought of that.
Yeah.
So, hey, bring wet naps or Purell.
Kudos.
Yeah.
Last winter, I got so like germophobic, I would grab the basket at the grocery store and wipe it with the Purell wipe things they have at the door.
Yeah, you're like terrified of getting sick though.
Yeah, like in the winter I'm like, well, I'm gonna die this winter.
I'm not going out.
This winter's gonna kill me.
Well, yeah, okay, so that was my weekend.
Oh, I went to Denny's? Don't.
Which one? Did you go to the one on Home?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been there.
Don't.
Yeah, I think we went there and that's like when we got the BJ cards or maybe that's the first time we went to BJ's. Yeah. I didn't mind it. It's Denny's.
It's Denny's.
What'd
in terms
get?
Of food,
what'd
well,
you get?
It was breakfast. So I got a
Moons Over Miami.
No,
because that's what you need to fuck with, bro.
American Slam, not the Grand Slam.
Why the Grand Slam? You can pick it.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't want to pick it. It had everything I wanted. I didn't even know it came with fucking hotcakes, and it did. I was like, these pancakes here. What are these doing?
Did not like
I gave
them
to my dad.
Yeah. Oh, you guys went.
Yeah, but
how did
we
Bob
sat
like?
Down. Oh, he's good. Yeah. He's chilling. He's got himself a sweet skillet. It was like a flaming skillet.
Dude, I know they bring it out, and you're just like, wow.
I'm like, am I at Azteca? Like,
I
that is a flaming skillet.
Yeah, I don't know if they're like cooking it in it, or they just dump it in and just have that on a burner, and they're like, all right, good
at
to go.
At 500 in the oven, pull it out. There it is.
Yeah, nice and hot.
It seems like that's something they would do.
It's
kind of
like when you get like those frosted mugs, so it looks like your beer's ultra cold, but they pull them out of a freezer.
No, we got in. That took 5 to 7 minutes, and we were the next one up. No one was just at the little thing.
How busy were they?
Dude,
a lot of
in terms
open.
Of, I go to a lot of breakfast places.
You do?
Like Wally Waffle, Farmer Boy, Akron Family Restaurant. Those places are more packed than Denny's was, and they are quicker and better.
Yeah.
So we waited there. I made a joke. I'm like, God damn, where the fuck is there? Like, you know, like, they're not that busy. There's like 8 open booths out of like 30.
Yeah.
Like, it's not
that
packed.
Actually seems kind of busy for that Denny's, because we went there and there was like 4 people eating.
I think that might have been it. Because even my dad was like, last time I was here, I was dead.
Yeah, they're that's like slammed for them. They're like, what do we fucking do?
We sat down.
Not trained for this.
Didn't get drinks for like 10 minutes, and the kids next to us were already seated.
Yeah.
And we got our drinks. They still hadn't got their drinks.
Wow.
And like a manager lady walks by. She's like, have you still not been served? They're like, no. She's like, damn it. Okay, I'm so very sorry. Like, said damn it, and like. Ran in the back and lit up her waitress.
That's got to be.
That's a fun day.
The worst.
Waited a long time to order. It was just kind of like, and then I got the food and I was like, well, the food's not really that fun now.
Well,
I'm fat and that's not even that fun.
When you get it quick, you're like, hey, this was fast and easy and cheap.
If I was at Wally Waffle, I would have been fucking signing the check.
Yeah.
Like it was cool.
Wally Waffle does have like a super fast turnaround because they're trying to get people in and out. That place is packed as fuck. I don't get it. Wally Waffle is not that great.
It's not that special. No, I'll take Farmer Boy or Akron Family Restaurant.
Farmer Boy for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those two places. And they're built for, I think they're built for a clientele that I am, but not am.
I don't even senior know citizens. Oh, wait, you are kind of a senior citizen?
Yeah, in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways. The way I act and like the way I do stuff. Like
that's true.
Very like, it's not like take a while for to Friday get out of night chair. For me. I'm just like, well, let's, you know, get a nice dinner from the grocery store and just kind of stay in. Like, I'm not like young. I don't feel young.
I mean, like, I guess like I don't really do anything either.
You don't? Yeah, no. Yeah, we're very sedimentary.
I'm like, oh, let's drink some beers and play some video games. Yeah. Like, or like,
you just want to cuddle with Noren and chill.
Or me and Josie hang out and drink some beers. Yeah. We also watched the first four Friday the 13th yesterday.
God. what a day.
I'll get into those later.
Yeah, please. Don't bust that nut now.
All right, let's hop into the news. Have you seen this trailer?
We've talked about where we ate.
Yep, for the 15 minutes.
Perfect.
Well, and your job and stuff. We're catching up.
A little bit.
We're catching up. And people need to know about the GC, dude. I miss you too, bro.
Yeah.
Have you seen Us, the trailer for Us?
No.
It's Jordan Peele.
No.
It's his new one.
Mm-mm.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, this family looks exactly like this other family, and they're like trying to take them over, but they're like a little fucked up and weird looking. It looks dope. It's
another sort of like thriller horror.
It's a horror. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's the same dude who did Get Out.
He's also narrating or hosting the new Twilight Zone.
Really?
Like the remake of Twilight Zone.
I wonder if he's like overseeing it too.
I don't know. That was where I was like, well, he has a host versus someone who actually like has influence.
Yeah, like showrunner.
Yeah.
Because he has really cool ideas and stuff, and I feel like Get Out would have been a dope episode of fucking... I mean, I'm happy Get Out exists as a whole movie, but like a 30-minute episode, I could have done with that too.
It could have done that.
Yeah.
Or like he seems like he's down to do Black Mirror style stuff.
That's, and he has a cool mind for it, because Get Out, you're like, this is batshit bonkers, but awesome.
Also, it's weird, like, it almost feels like Twilight Zone doesn't need to be.
No, not with Black Mirror.
With Black Mirror in the world.
That's true.
But unless they're really going sci-fi side.
That's true, yeah.
Like, real
out
there.
There's a man on the side of this plane. Have you seen, so you haven't seen the trailer?
No. Nah.
You should check it out. It looks dope.
Okay.
We went and saw Glass, and I saw it on the front of that. Alita Battle Angel. You've been checking the trailer out for this? I know that you weren't pumped when it was first talked
about.
She
just doesn't look that good.
Dude, the new trailer, the Super Bowl one, I was like, I am in.
It looks sweet action-packed, but what if it's Mortal Engines sweet action-packed?
Have you seen Mortal Engines?
No.
Then you don't know.
I'm saying. Got bad reviews.
It did, but you love fucking Valkyries, City of a Thousand Planets, whatever, Valerian. Fucking
Valkyrie.
You were fucking jizzing over that shit.
I was, like, but then I also cooled off after I saw it.
No, you were like, dude, it's amazing, I bought it.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I didn't buy it.
I thought you bought it digitally.
No.
Oh.
I bought...
You watched it two times when you rented it, though.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe
visually
two and a
fun.
Half. It is
Bitch,
an awful movie.
I'm going to see Alita.
Okay.
Not like, it's like Ghost in the Shell. It's not, I just have low expectation for it.
I think it's going to be dope. Because I have no idea about the character itself.
She's an actual actress. Like, it's kind of like...
Beowulf.
Yeah, where there's a real
person
doing it.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the actual Alita Battle Angel. I have no idea about this story arc or anything.
Oh.
Not the fucking chick planer.
Oh, no, I'm saying...
She's real, you
no,
know.
No, I'm saying not... She's real. She's a real... There's a real actress playing the part of her.
I know.
Underneath the CGI.
Yes, I know.
That's all I was saying, stupid ass.
I know.
And you're like, I don't know the story in the girl.
That's what I was talking about. I was like, I'm not really familiar with the story.
And then I just disregarded that.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, you know she's real?
Because obviously you don't know the story. That's an old anime.
You know she's a real girl?
I hate your guts.
That's not just voiceover work, dude. She actually acted in those scenes. Yes, I know that.
It's like Gollum.
Or like fucking, it is like Gollum. And you know who played him?
Andy Serkis?
No, fucking the dude that was Marty's dad in fucking Back to the Future.
Who?
Oh God.
Crispin Glover?
Yes, Crispin motherfucking Glover.
What? No.
Yes.
Played Gollum.
In Beowulf.
Oh, I thought you meant in Lord of the Rings, numbnuts.
I don't even know if that's Gollum's name, and I don't think it
Smeagol,
is.
Smeagol, Gollum.
Yeah, no, wait, what's the one from Beowulf, the fucked up looking boy?
Grendel.
Grendel, that's
what
it.
What is wrong with you?
American Grendel, that's why you know that.
How am I calling you out on Beowulf
stuff? What are you talking about? Wait, was it Akron Grendel?
You're so dumb. I don't know, Gollum of Akron.
Dang, I'm doing it again.
Dude. Wow, so I just corrected Paul on 9,000 points.
Yeah, that's true.
In his own realm.
What, Beowulf?
Yeah.
I've seen it a couple times, so what?
You loved it.
I did love it.
You loved it.
I was like,
it.
This is how they should make every movie.
Pausing on Angelina Jolie's golden boobs.
Always. Yeah, my DVD actually just burns over that. Just fucking fried from being paused and doing that, like, what, frame for frame.
It happens.
But yeah, I'm excited for Alita.
Okay.
That, do you see any cool trailers for the Super Bowl?
No.
Either did I. That was the only one. The Alita, the Avengers one, I was like, eh, all right. It's the Captain Marvel one was pretty dope.
Add-on.
I'm stoked for Captain Marvel. Yeah, that, like, I was talking to a person I work with. And he's like, dude, did you see the new Marvel trailer? It was like the 42-second one. He was like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, they gave you nothing. What do you mean? Yeah, Chris.
The clips of depression?
Chris Evans doesn't have a beard anymore. That's only, like, basically, he's like, dude, but you see, they're talking to people that they can't show you. I'm like, do you think that Spider-Man's dead forever, you fucking dickhead? And he's like, no, I already saw the fucking trailer for the second one.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it's a prequel. I don't know.
Someone said there's a shot of all of them walking, like, kind of like, across the screen.
Sure.
And they're like, look, there's a spot in between two of the Avengers where Hulk's gonna be. But they had to CGI him out. Or like, not to give away that he's with them.
Or just show did Hulk fade away? No, Bruce Banner was.
No, but they were like, that's a big spot in between them. Like,
oh wow.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, we're really stretching here, people. Just take it at face value. Stop being an asshole.
Yeah, they're going to come back to life, and they're probably going to beat Thanos. Spoilers.
Shocking.
All right, let's hop into, do you see anything else cool or anything? No, yeah.
No, I did not. No, okay. I did not.
Weekly recommendations and rejections. I finished Punisher Season 2, Tony.
Oh, yeah, pretty punishing.
I liked it a lot. It was, yeah, I enjoyed it. The Pilgrim was a cool villain. I liked the arc for Billy and stuff like that. It was dope. I enjoyed it. But, dude, 13 episodes is way, way, way long.
It is long. Also, there was a thing I was telling you about that I wanted you to, like, comment on you finished
it. You made a super vague statement, I remember.
Yeah, the girl from the beginning.
Yes.
Like, I feel like not following back around to her is the stupid move. Like, just like, I'm in the hospital. Bye.
Oh, wait, the what?
The girl that he, like, was kind of, like, falling for. And she got hurt, and she got shot.
Oh, right. Yeah, they never tied it up.
It was more like she was, like, waiting on him in the hospital, it felt like.
But, yeah, never
did. And never went back to her. I thought it'd be cool as shit if he, like, walked back into the bar.
That would have been a dope last scene.
Yeah, like, say, like, hey, like, shit got fucked up, but I did care about you. Like,
that was odd, because they spent two episodes on her at the beginning, and they're like, and you'll never see her again. You're like, well, what's the point of her?
What? Oh, because he's find got happiness?
Yeah, he's got a heart? Okay, right on.
That was a cool two-episode showing of heart, but...
Yeah,
yeah, I wish that would have wrapped around.
And then basically lead the Pilgrim to him. That was like her only thing.
It's very strange.
Yeah,
how that,
I'll agree with that. But I gave
it's great.
Eight. It was dope. Definitely worth watching, but I feel like the 13 episode thing is just kind of beat.
You could do that in six.
I'm about to say, or 10. I wouldn't mind 10. 10 would be a nice round number, I think. Yeah. Because like 13, you could take out a lot of the dumb shit that I didn't really care about. Just like long shots.
We
about...
should just do our own supercuts.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. I'll make a 13-episode arc of Punisher.
No, a 10-episode.
Give me a... Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I'll just make the regular one. I'm like, I did it.
I did it.
I'm done.
I just rearranged
some
stuff.
Check it out. It's on Netflix.
I just remastered the sound.
Yeah. What'd you see?
I watched Ant-Man and Wasp.
What'd you think? Is that the first time you've seen it?
No, second time.
You see
it's
it in
enjoyable.
Theaters?
No. It's fun. You know what I mean? It's Paul Rudd. Being Paul Rudd.
How do you like that ending, that after credit?
Wait, what was the after credit? I didn't watch that.
He was in the quantum zone, and then they start disappearing.
Oh, he got left there,
yeah.
I mean...
Quantum realm or whatever.
He's in the trailer for the movies.
That's what I thought was weird. It's like, like, you made a whole movie thing. And then did that, and then you show Paul Rudd in the first fucking trailer. I was like,
saying
leave
like,
something
hey,
to
here.
The
yeah.
imagination, because everyone already knows they're all coming back. Like, how does he get out? We know he does.
We'll show you how.
Yeah. That's like the thing that we're going to save. It's like, no, like, people will be like, oh, shit, I forgot he was in the quantum realm. That's awesome. But now they're like, well, he's definitely in the movie.
I like Wasp a lot.
She's cool.
Yeah. Evangeline Lilly's good. I think it's kind of a fucked up villain.
The character's dope. I like that. The phaser.
She's
whatever,
great.
What was it? Ghost?
Yeah. But she literally is just a woman who is, like, hurt. And is in constant pain, trying to just solve the issues of her pain.
It's a tragic villain.
Yeah, and like you're kind of like, well, what'd you guys do for her? You just beat the shit out of her like four times, and then you're like, hey, now that you're on death's door, we'll give you a hand.
Well, they had
let us get our shit done.
Well, she was the one beating the shit out of them the whole time,
dude.
She deserved it.
No, she did not.
She
was in pain, dude.
She was in pain, but like you don't have to fucking punch Paul Rudd in the fucking face.
He's got a helmet.
Like, I'm just saying, like. I don't know.
Evangeline Lilly was cool as shit, though. She came at them, bro. She came at them.
And then they were better people than her because they were like, we'll help you out, even though you tried to punch us in the face a lot this whole movie.
Well, also, they could have been helping each other out a lot more if Hank Pym wasn't a prick.
True. Yeah.
Because he was like, no, I just dropped you off because you're not that smart, bro.
He is kind of like the tragic, father figure of the whole franchise of Ant-Man.
Like, he kind of fucks a lot of shit when I was young.
But in the comic, he was too. I think he beat his wife.
Like Tony Stark's dad. Like, I was a young prick making weapons and doing super serums and shit. But when I was older, I told Tony how I felt.
What do you give the old...
7 out of 10.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair. I watched Venom again. That was Josie's first time watching it. I very much enjoyed it. Still the same cheese parts. And the movie I actually like remember really well. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember the fucking bicycle chase or motorcycle.
Yeah.
Bicycle. This is fun.
What an action.
But yeah, it was still cool. But yeah, there is a lot of cheese in it. I give that movie like an 8. It's a blast to watch. And Tom Hardy really makes that flick.
Yeah, no, without Tom Hardy, that wouldn't be much of a flick.
I couldn't imagine anyone else in it and being like, wow, this is good. Like, but he's good in everything.
Yeah, he's
great. I think about, like, Legend. Legend's so sick, where he's the twins.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he gets to act with himself, and this kind of feels like that, because he's doing the Venom voice.
Yeah, he did do the Venom voice.
Yeah.
I like Tom Hardy a ton.
Yeah, he's good, man.
Yeah.
What do you see?
Oh, I saw Dust to Glory.
Dust of Glory.
Dust to Glory.
Okay.
It's a corny title for a film about the Baja 1000, like, desert race.
Okay. Go on. I'm intrigued.
No, you're not. So it's a documentary about the Baja 1000, where like all these fucking sweet trophy trucks and fucking
then the
dirt
2008
bikes.
Collapse happens as well.
What?
The stock collapse?
No, I didn't watch any stock collapse. Fucking
the housing market tank housing, during the middle
yeah,
of this race.
I didn't
race.
Watch any of that fucking 2008 stuff.
Was
this
it good?
Week. What? Yeah, it was really awesome.
You like cars though?
Yeah, I like cars and trucks and dirt bikes. Yeah, so it was a bunch of dirt bikes and cool shit. I hate your guts. God, did you watch a documentary about some fucking comic book maker or something?
Oh, there it is. I have been watching Comic Book Men. It's on Amazon Prime.
I bet you're going to talk about how Jay and Silent Bob is getting a reboot.
That's been in the talks for like ever. They're actually starting to film. There you go.
Yeah,
I was
probably,
like waiting for it.
Probably,
I was like,
probably a real line in the film.
It might be, yeah.
You think that shit usually fucking bombs? Waiting so long on like all these remakes or all these fucking
number twos.
Well,
the thing is that
twos.
It's a satire of the remake and reboot.
I hope it takes itself very, because
what they're doing,
like,
it,
silly.
Yeah, what they're doing is Jay and Silent Bob find out they're rebooting Bluntman and Chronic, so they go to stop the movie again.
God damn it.
That's kind of amazing,
what,
right?
And fucking Will Ferrell will come around.
I'm hoping that it's, I think it's going to be a whole bunch of fucking callbacks.
But Carrie Fisher and Judd Nelson are both dead.
Judd Nelson died?
Yeah.
What?
Didn't he?
I don't think so.
What are you talking about?
The boy from fucking Let's Go Cornhole Us a Drunk?
That yeah, one? Yeah.
I don't think he's dead, man.
Dude, rest in peace, bro.
R.I.P. Judd Nelson.
You heard it here.
Judd Nelson, American actor. Let's see here.
Dead as
Dead as a doornail. You are right.
Yeah. Rest in peace, bro.
R.I.P. Judd Nelson.
And fucking...
No, he's not dead. You fucking idiot.
Oh. Well, at least we got him.
Yeah. Rest in power, because you're still alive.
George Carlin.
Okay, yes, he is not in it. Right, you won't have the blowjob bum in this flick. You're not wrong. It's going to be hard to make that movie, is all I'm saying.
Just saying, Mark you Hamill, lost a lot of talent.
Mark Hamill might be the only one that's going to be tough to get, because he was like, I was just Luke Skywalker, bitch. I'm not going to be cock knocker again.
What's my line?
Yeah. But yeah, I'm stoked for it. I think it'll be good. I wish he would have been able to make Hit Somebody. I think that would have been way cooler.
Man.
But he wanted Sean William Scott.
Yeah.
And then he couldn't get it made at first. So Sean Williams Scott was like, I'm doing Goon. He's like, wait, a fucking
There's
another,
a movie called Goon. You heard of it?
Another
He's like,
hockey
up?
Movie? It's like, for real? He's like, yeah.
Hockey is a big thing this year.
And it's hard for him to get a movie made of it. But yeah, he wanted to make a 2-part movie.
Yeah.
2 movies. They were like, fuck
Dude,
off. We can't even get one
already,
movie.
It's hard when you got Slapshot 1 and 2 already out there.
Yeah, and Mighty Ducks. No, his shit kind of sounded like Goon, honestly.
Yeah.
But that, which kind of sucks for him because Goon got made. But you know, whatever.
I mean, I guess we just move on to Blunt Man and Chronic.
Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
He knows he can cast for that.
Yeah, totally. And well, remember he was trying to do Mallrats 2.
Yeah.
And then that fell through because Universal's like, yeah, we don't give our properties away once we own it. You can try our TV division. They're like, we don't want it. And he tried, and then they're like, but you can chop it around. So he went to Netflix, Amazon, everyone turned him down for Mallrats 2. And he had like the whole cast signed on for like a six episode arc.
Dang.
They wouldn't let him do it. Then he had Clerks 3, and Jeff Anderson was like, no. he's a guy, they didn't pay me for fucking Clerks 2, so I'm not doing this one.
Oh, shit, really?
Or it took a long time for them to get the settlement, so he just had a bad taste. He's like, fuck it.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then now Jay and Silent Bob reboot because he owns those characters.
Yeah.
That was the only thing when he signed the deal. Like, he was like, can I have Jay and Silent Bob? They're like, yeah, whatever.
Dude, you can sell a lot of merch with that shit.
And he does. He has a whole comic book store named Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash.
I'm aware.
But yeah, the reboot, I'm excited for it because, like I said, it's going to be very self-aware, I think, and make a lot of jokes about that. So yeah, I didn't know that was coming. Anyways, what'd you see? Wait, was I talking about something? Did you interrupt me?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, you're like, oh, I bet you're going to talk about how Jay and Silent Bob.
Because you're making fun of me. You're like, oh, yeah, you like dirt bikes. Wow. Bet it's about the fucking housing market crash.
You do. You have a weird obsession with that. Don't lie.
I'm just waiting for the next one.
Oh, God. Then you're going to buy that house. $14.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, this thing's only a $2,000 house now.
I saw Glass.
Yeah.
I
heard it's a real piece of ass.
Wow.
Get it?
Yeah, it rhymed.
Just a play on words.
That's not a play on words. It's just a rhyme.
I was just, you know, doing what I call a fandango and mixed it up.
So I don't even know if you use that right. Isn't that just a company? That's not a word. Like, oh, man, he's real fandango in it right now.
I used a real whip tap on
it. Okay, I hate this.
Mm-hmm.
Saw Glass. Loved it. James McAvoy kills it. Bruce Willis is barely in it. Samuel L. Jackson's awesome.
Bruce Willis is rarely in it.
Yeah, he's not, like, I mean, he's in it, but, like, I feel they concentrate more on Glass and Split.
Which is great. James McAvoy got so annoyed on set trying to do his multiple personalities, he punched a wall and broke his pinky, and you can see in certain shots where his hand's, like, really fat because he didn't tell the crew.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I read that, and then it shows shots
of him,
like...
You know what that's
called? No.
A boxer's fracture.
Oh.
It actually pushes the knuckle back and usually will heal backwards, so you have a flat part of your knuckle.
Damn.
It's crazy.
Yeah, he messed it up, but he was like, I didn't want to tell anyone and shut down a bunch of shit. Like, so you see in certain shots, his hand
badass.
Just looks really, like, bulky and fucked
He's
up.
He's so good. And I'm not going to lie, there's, like, shots where that, like, obviously you've seen, like, the light triggers his different, so they can stop him from becoming the beast. They're like flash, 2 seconds flash, 2 seconds flash. It's crazy, and it's all one shot. Like it's really well done. And I feel like the attention to detail that was paid in this movie for M. Night, like it's awesome. And there's like 6 twists at the end.
That's what I heard. It's like the ending is pretty intense.
Yeah, you're like, wait, what? Wait, what? Wait, what? And then you're like, are they going to explain this? I have no idea what the fuck's happening. And then they do, and you're like, that's actually dope. Like it's sick. You'll like it. I recommend seeing it in a theater too. Like they have some pretty incredible shots.
I was gonna say, is it action packed?
Yeah, it's dope, dude. I enjoyed it. For the critics shitting on it, I didn't really understand why, because it was a blast to watch, and I feel like a really good bookend for the end.
Do you think they didn't understand?
Yeah, they're just too dumb.
Yeah.
And Smart Paul got it. I don't know what their
problem
is.
You're very smart, so you're just the smartest guy.
I just think that like it was kind of a love letter to Unbreakable and Split, and maybe they felt like it was too low-hanging, but I felt like it was really well done.
All right.
There wasn't parts like, well, duh, this is going to happen.
I really want to see it.
Yeah,
so.
You should go check it out.
Cool. What do you give it?
Yeah, my bad. Like a 8.5.
All right.
It's dope.
Yeah.
Maybe 9.
I watched Dazed and Confused.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Be a lot cooler if you did.
Dude, it's a very fun movie.
Dude.
Except that main kid.
Yeah, he
the
was...
The little kid that holds his fucking fingers up to the brow of his nose when he's fucking, like, confused
or
annoyed.
That was TC's twin, I believe, in Mallrats. It's the same. They're brothers.
Yeah.
Or twins or something like that. And I think that one was his...
He makes me want to rip my eyes out watching him
that
on screen next to good actors.
Yeah, he's a...
TC plays the football
quarterback. The little boy, I got you.
With
the
straight hair.
Yeah.
Looks like fucking Atreyu.
He does.
Yeah, but my God, he's acted in like 3 other things in his whole life. And I can see why, because the kid's just not an actor.
No.
He had a look that I guess they probably liked, but...
No, Jason London was him. That he's not in Mallrats.
Oh.
My bad.
I was like, those two dudes could look similar.
They do look similar, but it's Jeremy London. Oh, it's his brother. I was right. It's his twin. Yeah, Jeremy London.
There's so much talent in this movie. It's crazy.
Affleck.
I mean, besides the obvious, like, McConaughey and Affleck, you have Joey Adams and Parker Posey.
That's right, Joey Adams is in it,
Like, they're fucking hilarious, and...
It's a good movie.
It is. It's a good movie. Mila Jovovich plays, like...
Why do I know that name?
She played on Fifth Element.
Ah.
Yeah.
Right. The Bandage.
Resident Evil.
The Bandage Girl.
What are you talking about?
Well, she had that weird,
Did you just focus on the sexy Bandage outfit?
Yeah, that's all you do.
Not me, dude. Thinking about
Lilu Dallas multipass.
Oh, Jesus. That is deep.
Corbin Dallas.
Fucking. Do you see that? Cut. That just went right over my head.
I know.
What do you give it, Dazed and Confused, upon rewatching?
8.5. That's a really, really good movie.
It's sick. I watched An Evening with Beverly Loughlin.
What's now, that, porno?
It sounds like it. Yeah. Hang on. Let me get you the cast real
it does
quick.
Does sound like a porno.
An Evening with... There it is. All right. So it's starring Aubrey Plaza, Emile Hirsch, Jermaine Clement?
Clement, yeah.
Clement. Craig Robertson... Like, the cast is like...
tons of people.
Yeah, you're like, wait, what the fuck? How are all these people in this? And then it's like Napoleon Dynamite, you if said they could swear. It's fucking weird, but if you watch it in the headspace that you're like, this is just going to be weird and fucked up and funny, circumstantially and awkwardly, I think you'll enjoy it. I do recommend it. I give it like a 6 or a 7. There are parts that are like, you're just like... it's very quotable, like, eat the food, Tina. There's like weird shit like that in it.
Did you rent it?
Yeah, it's there's only one copy of Family Video, so
cool.
Make sure you get that one.
Ew.
What?
What was that? Yeah.
Yeah, that was my little gunshot.
So loud. Ugh, gross. Sounds like your eyeballs are cracking.
Both eyes cracked.
Yeah, you told me about it. You're like, if you want, you can borrow it. And I was like, I'm not in the mood.
It's fucking, it's just really weird, man.
Yeah.
Like, I think you'll like it a lot because of Jermaine. Like, he's really fucking funny in it. She's like, all right, well, tell me this. What's his name? Hang on a second. Because basically, it's like Emile Hirsch is married to Aubrey Plaza. And then, like, they hold up her brother for money, and then they steal the money, and then he hires a hitman, which is Jermaine, and they like accidentally invite him in. He ends up taking Aubrey Plaza. She's actually in love with Craig Robinson. They have some type of history together.
Yeah.
And he's performing at this hotel for one night only. And the most of the movie, Craig Robinson just goes, anytime some people like talk to him, and like he's like, like it's fucking strange. He doesn't talk until the end of the movie.
Okay.
And Emile Hirsch is running like a donut shop, and he's like a piece of shit manager that thinks he's hot shit. He's incredible in it. He goes bonkers in the entire movie. But Jermaine and her like go out, like not out, but like he takes her and protects her. He's like, I'm good at protecting. That's what I do. And then they're at a bar and they see Craig Robinson for the first time. She turns around and he's like, and they're talking and like they leave and she's trying to like get her mind off of him. She's like, tell me the story of Colin. He's like, well, it's a long and interesting tale. So strap in. And then he tells a story about how his dad liked the name Colin, but his father was named something else. And so he had to keep the lineage name. But then he met a guy named Colin and thought he was really cool. And Colin actually means small dog. And my father named me that because he liked the name. And I looked like a small dog because I came out with teeth. And she's like, that was the most uninteresting story I've ever heard in my entire life. And gets like mad at him. It, dude, it's weird as fuck. It's a weird, weird movie, but it's dope.
All right.
Like the whole like, and I was born with teeth. You're like, what?
Yeah, I'm like, what?
It's insane, but it's
you
like
you can get born with teeth though.
It's kind of it's kind of like a love story, but I dig it actually. Like talking about it now, I give it like a 7.5. I'll bump it up.
Look at you.
It's weird though. It's very odd. Like strap in for a fucking movie that you're like, what is happening? I kind of gave you a lot of it, so you'll at least have context for what's happening.
And I know it's gonna be a weird one.
Yeah, it's stranger. Sound like that was a really Joker,
dude. That was a really good Heath Ledger.
Thank you. Did you notice like how much they kicked the bass up in that part? When I'm listening to it on my soundbar, it literally takes all the sound out of everything. It scoops it because it's such a low frequency.
Yeah. That's how I talk.
But in the theaters, dude, like, my God, screen. Like that vibrated your butt hole. All right, what did you see?
I think I was riding a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Watch Ghostbusters.
Which one?
The first one.
The lady one or the boy one?
The boy one, the first one.
Ah,
okay. 84 or whatever.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, it's dated as shit, but it's fucking awesome, man.
It's good.
It's also really weird because it's a PG movie or PG-13 movie that's like got a lot of smoking, a lot of cussing.
Well, yeah, it's the 80s.
Yeah. And
Jaws is rated PG.
Chair rape, demon rape.
Yeah.
Like all kinds of fucked up shit. Ghost blows one of them.
Yep.
Yep. Takes his pants off and blows him.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be Dan Aykroyd, who wrote it.
Yeah.
With Harold Ramis.
Right. And Harold Ramis has passed. That one is actually dead.
Do
you think they'll CGI him as a ghost in the new one?
It's fucking. It's
you just see like Egon.
Really different movie. Like it's a really unique.
It is. It's cool. Yeah.
I used to love the animated one.
Oh, the animated series. Yeah, yeah.
Had one where they played baseball with demons.
Oh,
it was badass. There's one about this haunted mansion. Badass too.
Badass show.
I just remembered those badass episodes after I watched this movie. That's it's sick. Like a 7.5. It's fun.
Yeah, I would give it almost like an 8.5 because that movie is so rewatchable and awesome. Yeah. Fucking, fuck. Why can't I think of his name? Pinkleton?
What? Venkman?
Venkman, thank you.
Yep, that'd be Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, yeah. I was like, Murphy? Murphy, are you there? Yeah, my brain's just fucking not here right now. But yeah, Bill Murray, he's incredible in it.
I might watch the second one.
It's good.
Yeah.
Second one's cool. They have it's like the ooze floating below the city and the painting.
The Statue of Liberty, yeah.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, they walk in it. Yeah, but like it's that painting of that fucking old dude that like is trying to come to life.
Oh, yeah, the art. Director's like, oh, I love you.
Yeah, and then he becomes the old guy. Yeah, I can't remember his name, like Volgoth or some shit. Yeah. Volgoth the Destructor.
Yeah, it was like Gozer the Destroyer in this first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like.
And it's like that woman that looks like David Bowie.
Yeah. And she's like, are you a god? Yeah,
dude, that. You're like, this is.
What?
And you look at the remake, reboot, whatever the fuck they did, and you're like, why wouldn't they keep a like iconic character like this? Why not, instead of shoving like a billion kind of okay looking ghosts in like that weird scene with them just killing ghosts?
Dude, when she opens the fridge and sees the demon dogs and like the light and the pyramid on top of like the stairs. It's straight up fucking evil and badass. Yeah,
it reminds me of like Poltergeist.
It's straight up, yeah. I was like, oh, this is dope ass imagery.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's cool.
Yeah, I watched that.
All right. I watched Jason. Well, I watched Friday the 13th.
1, 2, 3, and 4?
I'm like halfway through 4.
Okay.
So 1 is The Mom.
Yep.
And I forgot all of this movie.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend rewatching these. These are fucking sick, dude. They're all awesome so far. I do have one on the list that isn't awesome, and I think it's Jason Goes to Hell. That movie's rough.
Jason Goes to Hell is where he takes other bodies?
Yeah.
Jason 4, that's not Manhattan, is it?
No, that's 8.
Okay, because I was like, I hate that movie.
Why?
It's just bad.
The fourth one is The Final Chapter. As we know, it is not The Final Chapter.
Bingo.
So they made the first one in 1980, right? 81, they came out with part 2. 83, I think, they come out with 3. And then 84, they come out with 4. Like, they, like...
Yeah, just kept, yeah.
Pushing Saw. These movies. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, but back in the day, like, that's a huge... Like, they were using real film and shit. Anyways, the first one's absolutely awesome. The acting's terrible and shit like that. Like, it'd be so cool to be, like, one of those people, like, yeah, I was in Jason.
Yeah.
Like, I was in the Friday the 13th movies. The second one... was dope, and it's weird. At the beginning of every one of these movies so far, they've showed the ending to the movie before it.
Oh, yeah.
At the top. So, like, watching them back-to-back is kind of rough, because the first 10 minutes, you're like, just watch this.
Oh,
yeah. Literally a second ago. And then in the fourth one, they take a whole bunch of shit from all the movies, because it's the final chapter.
Yeah.
And they're doing that. It's strange that, like, the mask is so iconic.
Yeah. It changes every single time.
Do you know what movie it first appeared?
Was it the third one?
The third one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the mom was the killer in the first one, no mask at all.
And then bag face.
And then it was the potato sack, and Jason only had one eye, and then they gave him two eyes and kind of like a fucked up in both ears and shit like that. Like, it looked like his face had been melted in the second one. This one, they kind of like still made him grotesque, and he gets a mask.
Yep.
That's the first time you see him in the hockey mask. But it's crazy, like, you have one of the most iconic horror characters of all time, and even in the first one, it wasn't even him.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It is weird.
There's a documentary. It's like 4 hours. I think it's called like Camp Crystal Lake or something like that, or Memories of Crystal Lake, and it's the whole series being talked about. It's 4 hours.
Damn.
I've seen some of it. It's awesome. And American Nightmare, that was about the Nightmare on Elm Street. That's really good, too.
What I think is weird is when they don't embrace a franchise superstar, like in Hellraiser, when sometimes Hellraisers aren't about Pinhead.
Yeah,
I'm kind of like, why though? You guys realize Jason was your star in Friday the 13th, and like,
well,
the style of that Jason became so good, you stuck with it.
Pinhead never changed, though.
Pinhead never changed, but like, ever taking him out seems silly.
I don't think they ever did.
There's like a new one that has nothing to do with Pinhead. And there's ones where it's just Pinhead's like fucking lineage.
That was the remake or the reboot that they just did. Yeah, did you watch that one?
No.
Oh god, it's fucked up looking, dude. But I don't think Pinhead shows up in it. Hang on a second.
That's where I'm like, but I think it's not want to do any good. Like that's like having the thing without an alien.
It's called Judgment, and Pinhead is in this one.
Fucking idiot.
But yeah, because he's the cover. Look at that. That looks dope.
Mm.
And Pinhead was in, they made another one, like, not too long ago, and it was about, like, Pinhead showing up to, like, a party.
Mm.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Well, there's one where you really don't see Pinhead at all.
Yeah, I can't recall. I mean, there's a lot of them, so yeah. I might have not seen them all. But like, I remember one and two had a lot to do with him, and then three definitely did as well. Like, he was in all of them, but you're right. They focus on more Cenobites because they wanted to show people the same cool shit but different. Yeah. So I get what you're saying. Yeah, like instead of like,
I just feel
like,
yeah,
making like, him the. I mean, but dude, his lines are so sick.
He's such
we
a
have
smart
such
character.
Sights to show you, yeah, dude. Yeah. Clive Barker's an evil motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if he's like sacrificed babies or something.
He's probably tortured some people.
Like, I bet he's had like sex, like with blood dripping down on him or something.
Probably
like, that.
Like hanging, yeah, like in the cell.
Yeah, like he has those hooks in his back.
Suspension hanging.
Oh god, that's
my
the worst.
Penis is coming at you.
Yeah, that's the worst fucking thing ever. But yeah, he's fucking super. Super dark, but okay, back to Jason. So yeah, so three was, they're all awesome and they're all like super high rated on Amazon. They're all like 4.5 stars out of 5, which is surprising for the first four of a franchise, but they're all dope.
Are they all on Amazon?
Shit, no, we rented them.
Dang,
$12, bro.
All right,
for four.
Really?
Yeah. That ain't bad though, right?
Well,
$12 for four movies, I think that might be cheaper.
$3 a piece. Why would they be so expensive for old movies? They're in the dollar favorites, right?
No.
Then where
they're
are
classics,
they?
They're classics, bro.
Huh?
You try to get those on Blu-ray, guarantee they're a lot.
Oh, Blu-ray? Suck it.
Well, dude, have you watched a DVD that's like from... remember War of the Worlds, how bad that looked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you buy the Blu-ray version?
Dude, the versions we were watching on here, the rented, looked amazing. Like, I was like, dude, my DVD of Home Alone looks worse than this. Like, and this movie was made in 1980. Joking my ass.
Maybe I should just rip them.
You could probably find them online. They're probably going to look a little turdy. But yeah, I definitely... because, all right, the whole reason why we did this is because Jason X and Jason Goes to Hell is on...
bingo.
Netflix.
Did you watch both those yet?
I haven't... well, okay, so I watched Jason Goes to Hell because that came before. And then I was going to watch Jason X, but now that I've started all the way back at the beginning, I'm going to wait.
It's so good you get Jason X at the end.
Yeah, well, no, and then there's Freddy vs. Jason is after that, I believe. Jason
I'm not
X,
sure.
Yeah, and then the reboot happens in like 2009.
How can that be after that?
What? Freddy vs. Jason?
Oh, yeah, it could.
You know what's fucked up in the third movie? I think. No. In Jason Goes to Hell, the fucking mask is being shown like on a fucking, on like a dusty trail.
Yeah.
And then a hand comes up with the fucking claws and rips it down in. That's before Jason X and before Freddy vs. Jason.
Fucking idiots.
So they started to like tie it in then. And the scene makes no sense. They're like, wouldn't this be cool? They just like shot it through at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
They're like, imagine if, and they're like, imagine. Anyways, we won't get to that for 20 years.
Next one, you see a fucking xenomorph tail come out and like poke it.
I'd be in. And then like Predator, the three dots show up. I'd be like, oh yeah. Predator versus Alien versus fucking Jason and Freddy.
Oh my God.
Jay and Silent Bob show up.
And then fucking Judge Dredd comes in. And he's like, I am the law.
Well, I think all those are. Oh, no.
Judge Dredd fought Predators and Aliens, I think.
Superman did too. So did, I believe, Terminator? They've
Dude,
crossed
there has
over
to be
a lot.
Terminator aliens, yeah.
Yeah, it's sick.
That shit was sweet. I remember I had a Judge Dredd fighting, who was he fighting? Predator. It was awesome.
There was a one, I can't remember, it was like, oh, fuck. She's like a vampire, very famous. It's not Barbarella, but like that's the only thing that's coming to mind. It's a very, like, I've talked about it on the show, but she versus the Xenomorphs, and it's awesome.
That's cool.
Because I think there's like a fucking half-breed vampire alien, and you're
almost
like, that's
heard it here.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Just can't remember the details. Okay.
Anyway, so I'm on four.
Failure.
I'm on four.
Yeah.
And it's dope. I like the series so far. I give them all like nines. They're really fun to watch.
Damn.
And they're all fucked up, dude.
Were you just like ripped and chilling and like eating snackies and
not
watching them back to back?
No, we had fucking Golden Corral, which I'm still feeling.
Oh,
well,
how many movies did you bust through?
3.5.
In a sitting?
Yeah.
In an evening?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Didn't I only fell asleep once, and it was at the end of four.
God dang.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Isn't that impressive?
That is impressive.
Dude, yeah. I
can't do it. Oh, man.
Well, we were just chilling. It was like 6:30, and I was like, fuck it. Like, do you want to watch these? She ended up passing out halfway through two, I think.
Yeah.
Woke up, saw the end. I'm like, you're good.
you got it.
Yeah, you didn't miss much. Like, all right, I give these movies an 8, because they definitely aren't like, this is incredible reinventing the wheel, but it is pretty impressive, like, watching the lineage and what you know about Jason now. It's neat to watch it change and be better, but also be the same.
I was thinking while you were talking.
Oh, that's why you looked up at the ceiling?
I just have to look up sometimes to think.
Why? Do you have to access some part of your brain with your eyeballs?
Well, no. Sometimes if I lean my brain backwards.
Oh, it works a little better, cools down?
Yeah.
It's getting all hot in the front, so I gotta let it cool.
Reset the CPU.
Yeah, do you have a fan or something you can blow in my head?
A-hole. I was thinking of something, but it was off topic. Not off topic. It was Paul Rudd is in a Jason movie, but then I realized it was a Halloween movie that he's in.
Fucking son of a bitch. What's his name?
Son of a bitch.
It's, god damn it.
Twitter.
Corey Feldman, he's in 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a little boy.
Little Feldman.
What's up, Gordon? Talking to his dog and shit.
How many more do you have? Are you renting them yet?
What? Did we rent them already? No, I didn't preemptively rent the movies. They expire in 24 hours or 48.
Oh, you rented them on the system, not at Family Video.
Hell no.
That's why I was saying dollar favorites and shit.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. That probably would have been way cheaper there.
Yeah, that's why I was like, fuck my ass, dude.
You should,
like,
go to Family Vid and fucking rent those.
Well, no, I mean, like, I don't need to, but thanks.
Jason Goes to Hell, I give a 3. It was rough. Wow. Jason Goes to Hell is not good. Not good at all.
There was a fry cook or something that he, absorbs or cooks, some sort of diner cook.
Yeah, something like that. I think he maybe puts him in, like, fucking hot oil or something
in the
like
fryer,
that. But
yeah.
It sucks because you don't see fucking Jason. Like, you see him at the beginning of the movie, they blow
him
up. And
then a bunch of, like, zombies.
And then the fucking, like, the coroner, the morgue dude, eats his heart.
Yeah.
Which is kind of metal. I'll give him that.
It's bad.
But then, like, the other coroner walks in, he has, like, a pizza, because that's what they do. They eat pizza and look at dead bodies.
Put it on a corpse, eat it.
Yeah, and which is funny because that happens in another Jason movie. They have Jason's body. It's at the beginning of 4. The dude's eating a sandwich and he has nowhere to put it, so he puts it on top of the body, like on the fucking sheet, and then picks it up and eats it afterwards. Anyways, his name is Axel.
Okay. You know way too much.
I know. It's fresh. I just watched it last night. So in Jason Goes to Hell, the dude's like, isn't it awesome that you can just say anything to this guy? Hey, fuck you, fuck. Fuck you, fuck. Yeah, Jason, fuck you. Like, shit like that, but he doesn't know that the coroner's Jason already.
Yeah.
Stabs him or saws, like, off his head with a saw or some shit. Yeah, the death scenes aren't even that cool. And the fact that you don't see Jason the entire movie until the end. And it's so weird. The whole thing is that there's another Voorhees daughter, which is dumb because they say that, like, she's like, Jason was my only child.
Yeah.
In the first movie, they retcon it for fucking Jason Goes to Hell.
Yep.
And he doesn't even go to hell. I thought he was going to fight demons.
Yeah.
The devil, like, fucking, he got banished to hell and had to fight his way back out.
It's a scene in the previews at the beginning, isn't it? During the credits at the beginning of him, like, rising from hell back into, like, his
form. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it was more like Jason died, but then came back, and then the movie starts.
So there's a sister of Jason, and she had a daughter, and her daughter just had a daughter.
Oh, my God.
Jason needs one of the Voorhees bodies to regenerate himself.
Get
so if he gets one of these people, then he can regenerate into this form of Jason. And the mom dies, so he's going after the daughter, but he only needs the body. They don't have to be dead or alive.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Jesus.
He comes back to life. They fucking kill him, duh. And then you see the fucking hand come out of the ground.
Bingo.
Sucked.
All right.
Not good.
We're up to date.
Yeah.
We'll come back next week with the conclusion of Jason Saga.
Yeah. I plan on watching the rest.
Cool. What is it? 3 more? 4 more?
Well, there's X is 10.
That's not really 10, is it?
That's 10.
Dude, good luck.
Like I said, fucking the Manhattan one's 8.
I love you. Good luck.
I think it's the final chapter.
That's
then
fucked, man.
The new beginning. Then, probably like the final chapter part 2 or some shit like that. Then go that takes Manhattan.
The finalist chapter.
Yeah, the super final real chapter. And then
Ultimatum.
And then Jason Goes to Hell. That was called the final chapter, I believe. And then Jason X. That's when he goes to space and gets the metal mask.
I'm
stoked for that one.
Jason X is amazing.
And take Manhattan, because I haven't seen that in a long time, but I remember him being in the Manhattan sewers.
Yep.
And fucking just like, aah!
I think there's like gangs of like neon colored
dudes. Do you remember in the second one where he has the shrine to his headless mother with her fucking, her like, whatchamacallit, the sweater, and the girl has to put it on and pretend she's his mother?
I do vaguely remember a shrine.
It's sick. And then at the end of the third one, the fucking corpse of his mom comes out of the water, and instead of him, you're like, what is happening? This is great. God, it's awesome.
I'm glad for
everyone. Go watch Friday the 13th with me. We'll just put it out in the ether. Have everyone have it. Well, CC, is that it?
That's it.
All right, cool.
That's it.
All right, let's hop into Test of Tony.
Flintstones.
Meet the Flintstones. It's a scary, scary, scary time.
It's a horrifying looking movie.
It's not horrifying.
It's so creepy.
I'm not going to lie. They nailed the production value, but I found out that I didn't like the Flintstones to begin with. Like, I remember being bored by the cartoon. Like, why am I watching Roseanne as a cartoon set in the Stone Age? Because that's what it was. It was like a family drama comedy.
It is. It's same as, what's that one? Like,
Jetsons.
The dinosaurs. The same
dinosaurs
thing.
Were dope, though.
They were just a family.
Yeah, I know.
But it's still a family.
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same idea. It's that weird, like, fucking sitcom-y style.
Just gross shit. Like the garbage disposal is a pig, and he shoves his hand down his throat and wipes his hand off. Then he's like touching his wife's face. Like, you gross ass.
Wow.
Clean your feet.
That's what you have to fucking.
Yeah.
I think you don't like it because the feet.
You're
nasty, like,
oh, they're
feet. Everywhere.
Oh, they're paddling everywhere, touching it everywhere.
The whole storyline of the movie is fucking trash. The movie's trash.
Pure trash.
John Goodman is insanely trash. Fucking, who's this? Who's Barney?
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
Trash.
And I could not believe it. Yeah. Fucking Rosie O'Donnell, the trash. I don't even know who Wilma.
Some other redhead.
Yeah. Bam Bam sucks. Pebble sucks. Everything about the movie fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie. They made the exact replication of the Flintstones.
They did everything they could to make it look like a cartoon came to life.
And
now, a good version of that would be like watching The Grinch.
The new one?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
What?
What? The one with Jim Carrey?
No, the new
oh,
one.
Oh, no.
Wait, you like the one with Jim Carrey?
Yeah, it's fun.
I don't know.
It's fun.
You're weird.
No, I'm not.
I feel like it's bad.
That one, no, that's cool.
I don't think so.
It's universally loved.
I bet it has like a 4 on IMDb.
7. 7, you fuck.
Like, you just know it. You're like, I haven't.
No, it's a 7. I rated
it. It's on my phone background. 6.1. All right.
Call it a toss.
I guess that, I mean, it means there's rewatchability in it.
So. It really is.
I doubt that highly.
Oh, no, I don't really like it, but I like it much more than anything they did with the Flintstones here.
I agree, yeah.
And,
well,
dude,
I don't know.
I'd take Power Rangers over the Flintstones in terms,
dude,
of, like,
that Power
a
Rangers
live
movie
action.
Wasn't that bad.
No.
Wait,
I'm
which
saying,
one?
I'm saying the series, bro.
Oh, the series. Well, the series, and then that movie where they're ninjas, and then they get the ninja zords, because, yeah, that was dope.
That was dope.
That was super sick, dude.
You like that?
Oh, my God. Secret of the Ooze, or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's just called Power Rangers, but Ivan Ooze was the main dude. Secret of the Ooze was fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Oh, yeah, Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah. And then that was also Ghostbusters 2, Secret of the Ooze. No. Just kidding.
There was a lot of ooze in
those. Yeah, there was a lot of ooze in those movies. The 90s was an oozy.
90s and 80s, yeah, they loved
oozy
ooze.
Thing, yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought was really going to take us over, I guess. Like, be afraid of the ooze.
There's going to be ooze somewhere in
Fear
your life.
Fear the ooze. All right, anyways. So,
I give it a 4 out of 10. I'm not watching it again.
I think
ever.
I give it like a 3. I had
perfect.
A, I hated it. I was like, this sucks.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, 4 out of 10. Why would I say 4 points? Let me think. There's no reason. Like, why not call it a 0? Call it an F.
Okay, yeah. I wouldn't watch it again, but I do give it a 3 just because of the production value. They made a living. If you like the Flintstones, I think you would dig this movie.
F them.
And I don't
Jetsons
like the Flintstones.
Would be cool.
I don't know. What was that? Was that the little cars?
Ship taking off. Yeah,
yeah, okay. But all right.
That's
so
horrible.
Let's hop into movie of the week.
Yes, please.
What did we watch, Tony?
Velvet Buzzsaw.
Okay.
Dude, Velvet Buzzsaw.
Okay.
Netflix original.
Netflix orig.
With Gene Russo and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Malkovich.
Mm-hmm. John Malkovich.
Which
vaguely
didn't need to be in it
vaguely.
At all. I honestly like the stuff about the art show and like the politics of it more than the horror aspects of it. And they never really explained why the paintings are coming
no.
up. Spoilers.
Pretty much like the dude was kind of a recluse and he put blood on his paintings.
Yeah, he put blood on his paintings and like he was gone for a while and we don't know what happened. And like his father used to beat his mom, I think.
Uh-huh.
Like it was like he came from a dark past.
Shit life, yeah, but.
And then painted and then his pain.
His awesome paintings. Would start to
it
kill
really
you.
Made no sense.
Like, don't profit from his work or you'll die.
Did it feel like you knew, like, someone that was in the art community for a while that it never could make it was like, well, I can write this as a backdrop because I know a bunch about it.
Yeah.
And just did that and they're like, oh, and what if paintings come to life? All right. And then,
yeah,
like, we'll have some cool fucking death scenes, kind of.
Yeah, it's not as bad as Oculus.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Because I was enthralled by the art culture and like
I really enjoyed that
character.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, but like it also you didn't give a fuck about the horror aspect of it.
No, not as much as I did like I guess like
the fakeness in like the fucking and like the fact that people write reviews and then that's what gets bought.
I hated the main British girl. The one that fucked over Mort and the girl that found the paintings.
Oh, right.
I didn't like her as an actress. Her character was supposed to be kind of reviled by the end.
Yeah,
she's supposed to be like, well, fuck all of you, like I'm big and bougie.
She probably
now.
Has like the coolest death scene though.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
One
her death
coolest.
Scene is
yeah,
awesome.
The paint. Yeah. There were some dope death scenes in it, but like I said, like they never really gave you much to bite on for the horror aspect of it.
No. I like John Malkovich's like the end part for him.
And that but it's almost like that's the only reason why they had him in it.
It was
so that you would have context for him being free and doing art that doesn't matter because he's getting washed away by the sea.
I think it's more I don't know, maybe just a view on like, you know, the fucking getting shit on for your consumerism.
Yeah, well, I think it's about, like, what I thought the movie was about was that someone got dicked over by the art scene and knew a lot about it, and then the only way they could sell it is if they had murdering paintings in it.
Bingo.
But I really dug all the art scene stuff. Yeah. Like, the fucking, I don't know, that part was really enjoyable. I'll give it, like, a 6.
Yeah.
I was really pumped. I was pretty pumped for it, but at the same time, like I said, if they would have gone more into, like, why the dude, like, oh, he used to sacrifice children and then use their blood,
there
I would have been in
the
it.
The silver orb.
That
part,
was neat.
The spread, like, out of
that
each hole.
That was dope, yeah.
I was like, this scene looks
insane, because it's
unreal.
The white, and then yeah. The fact that the kids thought it was an exhibit. Like, that shit was kind of dope.
That clever shit, yeah.
Yeah, because you're like, they would, because art's fucking subjective and no one understands it at all. Yeah. They're just like, oh, yeah, this moves me.
They make two jokes about that. He's like, well, this piece is gorgeous here. And he's like, that's trash.
Yeah, like, it's just, it was a very odd commentary on the art
those
industry.
Are bags of trash, moron.
With, like, paintings that murder.
I think
for
it
no
also
reason.
Was saying, like, fuck you if you're into high art.
Yeah,
like,
it,
fuck
honestly,
you for
yeah.
paying for it. Fuck for sure. You if you think this is, like, the end all be all. Because that's a bag of trash that dude admired a second ago.
Right. And a dude that was supposed to be, like, a curator.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
All this modern art shit is a joke, slash. It can kill you.
Yeah, like I said, the horror aspect, I could almost would have been okay with it not being in it. I would have liked to see just the characters, like, fucking, or just give me a little bit more of a backstory to the dude, why it's happening. That honestly would have cured the whole thing for me. I would have been okay with it.
I would have loved the idea of, like, some sort of, like, ancient backstory of, like, oh, this is, like, a greed demon that, like, inhabits this, you know, this guy or this.
Oh, like, you always sell your paintings, but I get to feast on the fucking
yeah,
flesh.
Yeah, like, I'll eat the
of
souls
humans.
Of whoever you sell these to.
I dig that.
See?
Yeah.
But then he doesn't. He keeps them to himself. He's never sold his art.
And then that's what killed him.
And he said, burn it. I'm dying.
Yeah. Well, no, the greed demon kills him because it hadn't been fed.
He's like, time to get rid of you. You're not doing what you're supposed
yeah,
to.
Yeah. And then, like, he, like, opens the door, like, gets
that
it
would
found.
Be cool.
That would be. And that would make all
look
the
at us
shit.
Writing this movie better.
But that would have made the whole fucking movie. Just the explanation of it way better, because as of right now you're like, old guy came from a kind of shitty background and painted with blood, but that's never referenced other than the time no. that they find it.
Nope. Yeah,
just not that much to eat.
I'm
not fulfilled.
I feel like I was visually and like enthralled by it.
It was
beautiful
cool.
looking movie.
Jake Gyllenhaal was great too. He was a good main
yeah.
character for that.
He played a really cool unique character. He's a good character actor.
He's just good in general. I like him
yeah.
a lot.
John yeah,
Malkovich
6.5.
Cool.
Like, it was. I'd watch it again in probably a few years if I was bored, but not like excitable.
Yeah, I don't know if I would.
Yeah,
not much there for me. Like I said, the 6. I give it a 6.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right,
dude.
What are you
so,
gonna do next week?
Well,
handsome?
We're gonna do another goddamn fucking Netflix original, aren't we?
We keep giving them the chance.
We do. But hey, man, you get Ritual once.
I swear to God, if Polar is just a moody, weird Scandinavian art flick, I'm gonna throw up in my mouth.
Yeah, we mentioned it to Bob, and he's like, "Oh, John Wick." I was like,
"I hope."
Dang,
God, we can hope.
Oh, John Wick 3 trailer. I saw that.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucking sick,
fuck
man.
Yeah.
But yeah, so for Test of Tony next week, we're gonna do Scary Movie 2.
Yeah,
Graham Stronghand. We know we like it.
Yeah,
and
I want to have fun.
Movie of the week, we'll watch Polar. It's a Netflix original, and maybe John Wick in the Snow.
Yeah,
we're not really sure.
God, who knows.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is remove. Call us,
Dan, let's, like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
know you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there... Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate. Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... He is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.